You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I was reading a little piece 2 days ago that was about rebounds and people who are rebound people. And the original, I wish I could remember which magazine it was. Now I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to do my research on that. But anyway, in this magazine, it was somebody who wrote in. And they talked about how they were a rebound person. And all of the advice from everybody was, oh, you've got to run. Run right away. You don't ever want to be a rebound person because that person is blah, 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 blah. And they still haven't gotten over their ex. And you don't want to be a rebound person. And the whole time I'm reading this, 100% of the feedback is rebound person equals bad thing. And in my heart, I'm looking at this and I'm going, what a bunch of crap. Because I have been a rebound person for women in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, am I a weirdo for this? It's like,
you want to be that shoulder that they cry on, right?
Well, there's a variety. Look, if first of all, I guess we assume that if you're a rebound person, you have no chance of being in a long-term relationship with him because they're just using him. First of all, I'm like, hey, like the song
use
says,
me, abuse me.
Use me. That's great. But then how many times have you heard stories about people who were in a relationship for 2 or 3 years and then they broke up, they started dating someone else, and boom, they married that person.
Yeah, all right? The time you hear that.
Well, that person is the rebound person. So you can throw right out the window this thing that, oh, you got no chance of making it last if you're a rebound person.
So like, there's got to be a time, though, right? So if you start dating someone within like a day to like, what, maybe a month after you break up a long-term relationship,
yeah,
that's
within
a rebound.
The month, I would think it's a rebound.
Yeah, and then after that, you've had enough time for
then
yourself
you're just dating
that you're,
again.
You're just dating again.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Because I got divorced like 12 years ago. When I got divorced, I spent a year without real... I went out with people on pseudo dates, but I didn't really go out, you know, romantically. I just went out to have fun. And it was about a year before I even had my mind right to try to get back into a relationship. However, I will tell you that there's also been a time in my life where I saw somebody. We were together for like a year and a half, somebody. We split up, and a week later, I started dating somebody else, and that was a fantastic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know that even the time thing has really much to do with it, does it?
Yeah, why do you have to label it?
Why do you have to put some sort of arbitrary time limit on when you have, how long you have to wait?
Because you've given yourself time to heal.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a great time just to get extreme amounts of Nokia?
Well,
isn't that basically why you're doing it? Why you really want to be the rebound? Because that person just broke up with someone and they're kind of in the I'm going to stick it to them mood.
True.
Right.
And so you start banging like crazy. The answer is yes.
Speechless.
The answer
yes.
is yes.
Well, I'm trying to make
like it.
I'm trying to make sure that my answer is how what I truly feel, and I will agree that that is a part of it.
That's like the
it's not
top
all of
the
it.
Pyramid. I think.
Well, it's the pinnacle of life. There's no doubt. But I don't think that's like the prime. Are you wait a minute? Are you talking about for the person who just broke up? Or are you talking about the rebound person?
It's good to be the rebound person because you're
right.
getting all that action.
Yeah. That's correct. Well, no, not necessarily.
What?
Because sometimes the person who breaks up is like, I'm just not ready to do that. We can go
true.
Out and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, they say that in private and then
right.
they get out. And
but then I work a little magic.
Here we go.
That's the thing.
I'm kidding.
You like it because you're scooping up these ladies when they're kind of vulnerable,
You make me sound like some sort of monster.
I have a few thoughts on your dating lifestyle.
I feel like I'm about to have my personality assassinated on the radio. Can we
no,
take a break
it's just
and come back?
Observational.
Can we take a break and then come back and let you destroy me?
Yeah, I got to figure out how I kind of want to word it,
because
I don't want
face.
It to be mean. But
I've known you for 12 years, and I know the look on your face. You're about to
And I've known
rip
you
me.
For 12 years, and I have some observations of of your how you treat the ladies.
I treat women well.
You do.
You know I treat women well.
You have a lot of them. I just have some observations. You're good with the mind.
I was talking about reading this article in a magazine about somebody being a rebound person, and all of the experts were saying, no, you don't want to be a rebound person. And I was like, I've been a rebound person before, like when somebody's coming off a relationship, and I've enjoyed it. I mean, here's one way I look at it, is that oftentimes that's somebody who has not been in a good relationship, and they're kind of hungry for I don't know, a good time, you know, good conversation.
A warm embrace.
Well, a warm embrace, too.
Some la crema.
And so they're open more to a good experience overall, sure. You know, because they've been starving for it. And so I don't know if
it's
I think
very
it's
poetic, but I call it vulnerable. God. And you are there to swoop in and scoop them up and take them to the land of Dom Testa.
Now, Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's, right. This is just purely based on observations because I have known you for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think it. You can get in the minds of ladies, and I think you kind of have an unfair advantage because of what you've done for a living for a bazillion years, where you have talked about every relationship situation from every angle.
I've heard them all.
Known to man. You know them all.
Yeah, I hosted a show called Love Court for like 10 years.
So in turn, when you meet these ladies or somebody you're interested in, right. You know exactly the right things to say.
Yes.
When to say it.
Yes.
How to say it. What tone in your voice.
Well, let me ask
something.
Are you saying this
is a comforting touch?
Are you saying this is a bad thing?
It's an unfair advantage.
What advantage? How? Because am I not treating them well?
I think you are.
Okay.
But in a way, you're still just getting in their minds to kind of get what you want.
What?
You're like a relationship ninja or a Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You say I'm doing a Jedi mind trick on
There's
them?
There's a word for it. It's called mind
manipulation.
Effing is what it is. It's
I'm
mind
not
effing.
Doing that.
You kind of are.
Why?
Because you're manipulating.
Hold on just a second.
It's not jealousy. It's just what I've observed.
Hold on just a second. Here's Jeremy, who's from the day I met him, has been in the same relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Right. And all these times that you have come in here and you said, oh, you know, it's about this and you know, the wife
what?
And the wife this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm wondering, are you kind of living vicariously through my single lifestyle?
Of course. Of course I am. Are you an idiot? I'm extremely jealous. You've been with a ton of ladies.
But why
and I
is
think
that a mind
boils...
trick? What if is it just
is.
I'm living life?
No, it's just because you're a master manipulator. And
oh,
you,
for God's
you do not
sakes.
Like taking no for an answer.
What are you talking
and
about?
And Dom gets what Dom wants.
Wow.
I happen to believe in my defense that when I go out with someone, we both get exactly what we want. I don't think it's just me.
Right, but she
I've never dropped
have gone
a woman off
you.
And she says, oh, this was a horrible time.
I know,
that's
because you
happened.
Know how to work it.
So
she
I,
would never have gone out with you if you had never
you're
got
saying,
into her mind in the first
you're
place.
You're saying I'm brainwashing them into thinking they're having a good time when
another
they're not having
word.
A good time.
Another great me. Word, because during the dates, you're probably doing everything right. Every single thing right.
Because I happen to be a gentleman and I have learned and
it's
I was
experience.
Raised by a father
yes.
who taught me to respect women.
I'm not saying this is a bad thing at all. You
okay.
do have a lot of respect
you're making
for
it
a women.
Sound like
but
it's
you've
a
been
bad
with
thing.
A lot of women.
Well.
And I'm just, it's impressive, but yet I just think you have a lot of background in this and you're kind of jacking with their minds a little bit. A little bit.
I think he's paying you a compliment, though, right?
It's kind of a backhanded
well,
compliment.
I want to know from Chris with a K's perspective, is he insulting me?
Oh, boy, my phone.
No, I think he's giving
my
you a compliment.
My phone is blowing up here.
From
yeah.
who? From your wife?
Oh, my God, everybody.
Yeah, what's this like?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Can't repeat some of the things.
Let me see
no,
it.
No, you're not going to see my phone. Somebody said you're a player, though.
Oh!
I'm not a player.
No?
Because I know the definition of a player, and I am not that way.
You're a player with all the right things to say.
No, no.
If he's sincere, though, then it's not a player.
A player would be somebody yeah. who's out with a different woman all the time, and I'm not that way. I went through that phase for a while
you
in
did,
my
though,
30s.
But you've done that.
In my yeah. 30s, okay,
yeah.
I was
a player.
A bit of a player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not in any way that would ever hurt anybody. It was just I was not in a long-term relationship with one person.
And Jeremy's saying you know all the right things to say, the right things to do, where to touch, how to look, where to stand,
right?
You know, all those kind of things to get the ladies to fall for you right away.
Well,
and a lot of guys don't have that skill.
He's mind effing them.
What if
that's
it's just treating
vernacular.
Somebody nicely? Have you ever thought, of course, that would be alien to you. You know it would be.
He did it once.
It would be,
there's
I guess.
Nothing wrong with treating somebody nicely. It's okay. just that you know exactly how to do it.
So my choices
are... There
are
steps. I'm like, I know when you meet a lady, there's probably a 1 through 10 checklist, and you go,
there is
bing,
not.
Bong, boom, bing, bong, boom, bing, all
now
the way down, and you're like, woo, caught
now
another one.
Now you're getting insulting, because I am not that way.
Whoa.
It's not that way.
Are you mad at me?
No, I just can't understand why you are expressing such envy over my lifestyle.
I'm just saying it's impressive. It's impressive.
Doesn't sound like that's what you're saying.
I'm not envious. Is jealous and envious the same?
Kind of a little bit. Why are you turning
Read
green?
Some of your text messages.
I'm not reading. Those are between me and my friends.
You don't have any friends, first of all.
Oh.
Are some of those from your wife?
You're mad at me, aren't you?
No, I want to know.
Are you mad at me?
I want to know if some of those are
I
from
I want to know if you're mad at
I'm
me.
I'm not mad at you. I just want to know if some of those are from your wife.
Yeah, but it has to do with the kids. I'm sure.
BLTs for dinner.
He's mad at me.
I'm not mad.
Oh, it's okay. Fine.
I'm not mad, but I'll take calls on this.
I'll be hearing about this later.
No, you're blowing this up for the radio, but I will tell you this. I will take calls on this if people would like. 303-691-1MIX. 691
Please, ladies, call in.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly what to say to you.
You know, you're such a jerk.
There's a new book topic for you, Dom.
What's the book?
How to Get Women.
Right.
The top 10 checklist by Dom.
It's not 10. It's 12.
Oh.
We're talking about rebound people, and then somehow it became a Dom is manipulating women conversation jerk store. Here's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Dom.
Hey. Hey, baby. What's going on?
Careful, Jamie.
Don't get
trapped into it.
I'm getting sucked in.
Already. Just with a hello.
No, he's a big creep. Don't listen to Jeremy at all. What's on your mind, Jamie?
Well, I was just curious. I'm thinking it sounds like you obviously have a good way of approaching women initially, dating them, having a good time. You're saying both of you are getting what you need. But my question is, how are the breakups? I mean, is everybody amiably separating and still feeling good about, you know, what happened? Or is the women feeling, you know,
no,
heated out?
I can honestly say in 90% of my relationships, I am still on great terms and great friends with all of them.
Okay. So
90%, maybe
10%.
Maybe 10% or not.
Mind manipulating. Yeah,
Thank
I don't think you're mind
you.
Manipulating that. Because if everybody's leaving friends, you know, and you're always going to have that certain percentage that feel, you know, cheated out. But if 90% or more feel good, I don't think you're manipulating.
Oh, my God. Even my ex-wife and I are best of friends. I mean, we're great friends.
They are, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, see, Jeremy's a big jerk.
Wait a minute.
Jeremy's just jelly over there. He's a little jelly today.
It's the
I
truth.
I totally am, Jamie.
Jamie, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay? Thanks for...
marriage.
Marriage. Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, my thought was just similar to Jamie's, that, you know, if you both have the expectation that it's a casual relationship and you know that that's her expectation, then I don't see any problems with saying all the right things and doing all the right things and being able to give somebody what they're needing, and maybe that's comfort or whatever. But, you know, if they have the expectation that this is going to be a serious long-term relationship, then yeah, that's a little screwed up. But
do you tell them that? Is that in your, like, your spiel, your elevator speech?
I don't
when you first
have
get them,
a
like,
spiel, and say, every like, relationship is different.
No.
And by the way, you're not taking into account that each woman is coming into this with her own wants and needs and desires,
right.
And she might not want a long-term relationship.
But you know what to say to each individual woman to get what you need.
Yes,
I
talk to them like a gentleman.
Yeah.
So what are your
that's
wants?
The thing. It's like, you know what to say, though, in each of their situations.
Right, and so that's
because
not,
of your job.
Because that's not... No,
I mean,
it's probably my genetics.
If you're looking for a casual relationship, do you steer away from women who are looking for something serious, then?
No, not at all. And the fact that the last previous long-term relationship of mine, we were together for like four and a half years.
Yeah.
And we're still
but
good friends.
You're okay with a long-term relationship.
Yes,
yes. It's not about just the score or whatever.
Correct. We were together 4 years and we're still friends.
Not,
so what does that tell you?
Oh, that just means that you're really good at dating, I guess.
He knows exactly what to say for 4 years.
Oh, shut up, Jeremy. And Michelle, we got to run. We got to take some other calls. Thank you so much for being on the show.
But Dom, do you ever let the ladies see the real you?
Every single day, Chris. Okay.
All right.
Every day. I have cried in front of them.
All right.
Here's Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Why'd you cry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. So what do you want to say?
Well, honestly, I think Jeremy's way out of line for one. And two, if you want to keep a long-term relationship, which I think is wonderful, then, Jeremy, you need to shut up.
Oh, snap.
You know,
but
Taylor.
How am I out of line when I'm just telling you guys what I observe about Dom for the past 12
Taylor,
years?
Taylor, you take as much time as you need.
Oh,
go ahead.
Stussy. There he goes, Taylor.
I am horrible when it comes to dates. My relationships have almost lasted a year, and I can't even keep them. So it's hard for me. So
why do you think that is? Why do you think it is?
I don't know. I've not figured that out yet. So honestly, if you can keep a long-term relationship, and if it doesn't work out, but you still be friends, then more power to you.
Well, I think a lot of it is it's the. I think it's the early selection. In other words, you've got to pick good ones. Don't just immediately willy-nilly fall into some sort of relationship. If you pick a good one at the start, even if it doesn't work out, chances are you remain on good terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's too many jerks out there, both men and women, right?
True. Yeah, very true, because I understand that completely. I've gone with both sides, and it's really hard.
But you know what? Just talking to you, Taylor, I get the feeling that you're going to meet somebody soon, and it's going to be spectacular.
Well, thank you. I hope that comes true, because
it will come true.
It will.
Listen, you sound like a very thoughtful, intelligent woman. I think you're going to score, and it's going to be good. I'm not hitting on her.
There it is.
Starting.
There it is.
I'm not hitting on her.
Step one, compliment.
God.
Don't worry. I don't take offense. I take it as a great compliment.
Yeah, I know. It's part of his master plan, Taylor.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Oh, Jeremy, stop being a drama king.
Taylor, you call whenever you want, okay?
I kind of love you, Taylor.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I wish you would set up some sort of program for guys, though, like some sort of online class or something on how to treat the ladies.
Do you want to know the truth?
I do.
15 years ago on this show, I was talking about creating a seminar that parents could enroll their sons who were like 15, 16, 17, mm-hmm. and it would just be a one-day Saturday, like 4 or 5 hour thing, mm-hmm. where I taught them
like an etiquette class.
How to be a gentleman and how to treat a woman, because young boys try to impress their guy friends and therefore they treat women like crap.
Yeah.
And if they get that as a base through all their teenage and early 20s, they're going to treat women like crap in their 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. And I had so many moms call me and say, would you please do that class? We'll pay whatever it costs to train our sons how to be gentlemen.
We should just do it. Do it. Let's form a one-day class.
And then in the next room, let's have a class for the girls to teach them that there's a balance. They can be strong, independent girls, but let guys be gentlemen, because there's so many girls out there who reject that kind
of. You are so right, but I've got an even better idea. That's a great idea, but I got a little bit better idea. Mm-hmm. In one room, we have these teenage boys that I'm going to teach, right?
Yep.
And in the next room, we have their moms.
There it is.
You boys wait here. I'll be in the other room.
I'm kidding.
Jeremy, take over.
It's a joke.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.